I'm not going to do it. I am not making an apology in this episode today. And the reason that this is not about making an apology is because I took an unplanned, unannounced break from this podcast. And there is a little bit of an explanation around that, but no apology for it. And this episode really is about getting you to think about, when are you making yourself in the wrong for doing something that felt right? When are you feeling as though you need to apologize for things where you have done exactly the correct thing for you in your situation at that time? I haven't been here for 3 weeks. 3 Monday mornings rolled around and I did not release an episode of this podcast. It wasn't planned, it wasn't intentional. And the surface level reason for why that's happened is I didn't feel like it. But when I allow myself to drill deeper into that, part of it is because out of the blue, we had quite a few health scares or health investigations that have had to go on through our family. We've definitely had our fair share of NHS appointments, scans, MRIs, CAT scans, ultrasounds, consultants. I mean, I think we've been between us to about 5 or 6 different hospitals for various different things over the last 6 weeks. And we've gone on roller coasters of, oh shit, that's quite scary, to, it's probably nothing. And I'm not really going to share on this episode whereabouts we are on that journey for various things going on, because frankly, you don't need to know. And I make no apology for that. Again, right, there's that justification. Now, previous versions of me, particularly in the entrepreneurial space, would have felt that I was failing if I did not stick to my commitment to show up every week, no matter what. And I know that I am growing as an individual. I am learning as an individual, and I am striving. No, striving sounds like it's a success and ambition word. I am actively pursuing and embodying the role of listening to my body and putting my own and my family needs first. And I think it's so easy, particularly in the entrepreneurship space, particularly in the personal growth space, to have that push mentality, that commitment no matter what, that if I don't show up and commit, and because I've said I will, that I'm therefore failing, that I'm inherently wrong. Where did that come from? Where did this feeling that if we don't commit or show up relentlessly to things that feel difficult at a particular time, or when we don't feel like it, when did that make us wrong? Think about it. How often do you apologize for things when actually you did what was right for you? How often do you apologize for things when it wasn't actually your fault? How often do you apologize for things when actually it was someone else's fault, or there was a much bigger issue at play? And how many people, and I bet you know one of these people if you aren't them yourself, how many times do you find or with someone who says sorry almost as often as they say thank you, or maybe even more? They are saying sorry and apologising for things that have nothing to do with them. And it's actually quite infuriating to be around somebody who apologises all the time, because it loses its meaning. And also you sense in that they are giving away their power and their strength. Sorry begins to mean nothing. So let me get you to think about the conditioning that you have, and that I have had, that I'm unraveling, where you need to apologize or explain or justify for things that are far better for you to leave unsaid. And where did you learn that? Now, for me, in the version of me that's recording this right now, I feel as though I have grown, shifted, evolved hugely over the last 7 years whilst I've been podcasting. And whilst I would have said before that my podcast went out relentlessly, no matter what, well, actually, this particular show now, in its current iteration, me in my current iteration, is all about honesty, deep honesty about behaviours, actions, thoughts, growth, self-actualization. And I actually find it challenging to show up and have a show about being honest when there's something I'm not going to discuss because, like, it's not fair on my family, or we don't know, or we're going through some emotional wobbles and on this emotional roller coaster. So where did that conditioning come from? When did it make it wrong? When did we make ourselves wrong? When did we make ourselves not good enough? When did we make ourselves having to ingratiate ourselves so that we're not rejected, or so that it doesn't appear that we've let people down? What's that all about? And I am wondering if there's more conditioning for women to behave that way than there is for men. I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's worth pondering. Maybe I'll come back to that on another episode. Maybe I won't, and that's going to be okay too. On this journey of leaning more and more into my felt sense, to my intuition, to my body, to the niggles and what the things I want to do and the things that I don't, I'm learning to recognise what's sitting in my body, learning to acknowledge when I really don't want to do something and actually when something lights me up and brings me joy. And to be honest, I'd not given this podcast much of a thought because of other more important things going on in my life, until someone reached out to me who's been inquiring about the breathwork certification. And I think I've got a helicopter going overhead. I'm sitting in my car right now, waiting to go in and see my daughter's musical theatre show. I saw it last night as well. I'm one of those mothers who goes to every single show that she does. So I'm going to go in and see the matinee, and then later this evening, the rest of my family are joining me for the last show. Anyway, so I'm sitting in my car. You may or may not have heard that helicopter, and I'm not going to worry about that too much because this is more about us having this little chat. When did we start ignoring what's going on in our bodies? Or have you always done that? Because as I was saying, I hadn't really given this a lot of thought, other than I knew it wasn't my priority right now. But someone reached out to me inquiring about the breathwork certification, which you can find out all about in the show notes. We are opening again really, really soon. And she ended her note by just saying, "Thank you for your podcast. I've been listening and I really like it because it's honest and it's raw and it's relatable." And that actually really made my day, because it's easy when you're doing a podcast, particularly this, that isn't like, it wouldn't be rated high value content. I'm not telling you how to do stuff. I'm not telling you how to make more money. I'm not all that stuff that I've done in earlier versions of me, earlier versions of this podcast. I'm sharing my thoughts, my issues, my problems as they arise, and asking you to question how you're behaving as I'm questioning how I'm behaving. And it was so nice to have that positive feedback. And I thought, yeah, do you know what? My podcast does bring me joy. It does bring me a really valuable way of communicating. And actually, for me, I don't need a lot of positive feedback, but I do need some sometimes to get me to drill deep, because I know there's lots of you listening who this podcast resonates with you for some reason. I know the stats. I know how many people are tuning in each week. And that's interesting, isn't it? How when we hit a bit of a wobble, we can then start to believe, well, our work isn't worthy, our work isn't valued enough if we're not like top of the charts, or we're not constantly in the, I don't, is there a Sunday Times best-selling podcast or most listened podcast? I don't even know. But when we're not, we haven't got like the best or the showiest of things. But sometimes my personal preference for content is stuff that I can really relate to. And what's interesting is I even as I'm explaining that I don't want to explain, there is an urge for me to want to say, you know, it was a difficult decision to not record this podcast for a few weeks. No, it wasn't. It was an easy decision. It wasn't even a decision. It just was the right thing to do because I didn't feel like it. And how many times do we believe in the personal development and personal growth space that we have to push on no matter what? And that, my friends, is where burnout comes from. I've been there. I know lots of you listening have been there or are scared of being on the edge of there. So I'm not going to do that no more. This is my no apology podcast episode. It makes me think of the Greatest Showman. I love that song. This is me. And yeah, so that's where I've been. I'm learning to trust my body. I'm learning to trust my joy. I'm learning to do things that light me up. I'm learning not to be relentless in my commitments if they don't actually serve me and my highest values at a particular time. I'd love to know your thoughts on that. When are you pushing yourself too hard when it's not right to do that? So other stuff then that's been going on behind the scenes, slowly, carefully, quietly, I have just completed designing all of the slides and the workbooks and all of those sorts of things for the final of week 24 of my breathwork certification. And I have to say, this is by far and away the piece of work that I am most proud of that I've ever done. The students who are with me are loving it. They're loving the results they're getting on their case studies and their test students. And it's hugely gratifying, and I cannot wait to share it all with you more. And the way that I'm going to be doing that is that now my headspace and my creativity space has been opened up for the first time in 6 months. I'm actually, for the first proper time, going to have a proper YouTube channel that's going to be about breath. It's going to be about the educational side of breathing, the functional side of breathing, the mind, body, spirit sides of it. We're going to be having not only lots of information, but also lots of exercises for you to do that coordinate and fit well with other branches of things I'm passionate about. So meditation tracks, breathing exercises, hypnosis audios that I've got, some of my guided breath works, the conscious connected breathing. It's all going to end up on that channel. And it is going to be YouTube first, but it is going to make it onto a podcast of its own on Apple and Spotify and wherever else you listen. So look out for that shortly. At the moment, it's earmarked to launch the end of April, early May, but I'm pretty fluid with that these days. So we shall see, but I'm really, really looking forward to that. And in the process of that, we've been getting my office space redecorated, rearranged, finally got rid of a sofa that was in there that we had for guests and things like that. And we don't use it. It's taking up valuable space that I could be using for work every single day. So we got rid of that. My husband was using my office 3, sometimes 4 days a week instead of me. That started in lockdown and become a really bad habit. And it meant that I've basically been floating around my house and not having a solid space for my business. I now run 2 businesses that bring in a sizable income, feeling like a homeless vagabond within my own house, if that makes any sense. A bit dramatic though it sounds. So yeah, that's what I've been up to, and I'm really excited about the next phase of growing that as a business. I feel like I've created something really special that's deeply healing, hugely transformative on so many different levels. The subconscious stuff that I've loved for over a decade, the conscious, how we think differently, how we behave differently, how we can change our biology, regulate our nervous systems. Like, I love it. I love what this course represents and the changes, the ripple effects I can already see. So that's me. I am making no apologies as I sign off, and I will be here next week. unless I choose not to be. Question to finish with, where are you apologising for things you really don't need to apologise for? That's it from me. Thanks for listening to Positively Influential with me, Anna Parker Naples. I will speak to you very soon.